Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 7th chapter. Enter by the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the way is easy that leads to destruction, and those who enter by it are many. For the gate is narrow and the way is hard that leads to life, and those who find it are few. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravenous wolves. You will recognize them by their fruits. Are grapes gathered from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? So every healthy tree bears good fruit, but the diseased tree bears bad fruit. A healthy tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a diseased tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will recognize them by their fruits. Not everyone who says to me, "Lord, Lord," will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. On that day many will say to me, "Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and cast out demons in your name, and do many mighty works in your name?" And then I will declare to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." Everyone then who hears these words of mine and does them will be like a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house. But it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not do them will be like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house. And it fell, and great was the fall of it. And when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority, and not as their scribes. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor David Kind.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The New Testament is replete with warnings against false prophets. Our Lord says in Matthew 24 that one of the signs that the church is in the last days is that a multitude of false prophets will rise up and deceive people away from the faith. So today he warns you, beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravenous wolves. What does it mean for a flock of sheep to have a wolf in their midst? What ravages would that wolf cause if the sheep were unaware of its presence, or if they thought they were safe with it, or even cared for by it, by the very one seeking their demise? Well, it would mean death to many of the sheep individually, and chaos and destruction to their flock. This is what false preachers bring to Christ's church. Only their attacks are not so easily recognizable as wolves' attacks. One does not see the sheep being mauled, though that is what happens to them spiritually. And the sheep who fall victim don't sense the death creeping up upon them in the heretic's deceitful and honeyed words. The sheep that are deceived sense trouble, but they are blind to its source. St. Paul, after writing of the holy men of God, those prophets who proclaimed the word faithfully and who penned the scriptures, says in the very next line, "But there were also false prophets among the people, even as there will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them, and bring on themselves swift destruction. And many will follow their destructive ways, because of whom the way of truth will be blasphemed. By covetousness they will exploit you with deceptive words. For a long time their judgment has not been idle, and their destruction does not slumber." So these wolves must be identified. But it's not so easily done. Remember, they wear sheep's clothing. They look like Christians. And they use Christian words and Christian-sounding phrases. They might talk about serving God, about loving Christ, about having the gift of the Spirit, about discerning God's will for your life, or maybe about giving your heart to Jesus. They use an awful lot of pious-sounding Jesus talk, and they claim God has moved them to do so. And yet our Lord says they are ravenous wolves. They have a Christian veneer, but underneath is something else, something harmful, perhaps even deadly to faith. And what is it that's so harmful? They move people from the true hope they have in the gospel of Christ to a false hope in a word and scheme they have devised in their own hearts. Almost always a message that moves you from the freely given grace in Christ to something you are required to do to prove yourself faithful or to please God. In this game, certainty of hope and salvation itself are at stake. But you need not lose hope. For even though false prophets will continue to attack the church from within until the last day, we have Christ's guarantee that the church will never fall. And we who are members of God's flock have a shepherd to look over us and protect us. It is he who purchased us with his own blood to be God's people, shed that blood on the cross that we should be saved. And it is he who will protect us from the wolves that attack the church in the guise of sheep, if we but follow him faithfully. So to be safe, we must always heed his voice. We must listen to his word and reject the teaching of those who say something else. For while they hold out to us false doctrines and false hopes, his word gives us truth and a certain and eternal hope. For his word is not like theirs. His word is spirit-filled, is life-giving. It brings forgiveness, life, and salvation. His word bestows what he promises and always accomplishes what he proposes. And his word will stand forever and will judge those who have taught falsehood in his name, even as it has justified those who hold firmly to his name. So may Christ Jesus our Lord grant us grace to be faithful always to his word and gospel, whatever wolves may seek to deceive and devour us. And may he grant us to share at last in his glory with his chosen flock. Amen. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.